This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday, which I guess technically speaking would be Friday Eve. That's a little too much. We'll just call it Wednesday. We get through today, and, you know, we're looking at the weekend coming up like nobody's business, and I am very, very happy about that. Although, it's going to be toasty, and by the time we get to the end of the weekend, we'll see some more of the rain passing through. All right. A lot of stuff that you and I are dealing with, and you just heard my friend John Reed talking about Tiny Tim Kaine. He's, you know, one of our senators. And it's amazing to me, apparently, because he's, you know, running for re-election, all of a sudden he's discovered there are people that live here in Virginia, and they're not just around him up in D.C., like they're real actual people. So now he's pandering to working parents by saying, oh, well, we're going to take some tax dollars, and we're going to subsidize your child care so that you can continue working. You as a parent have to make a decision. Are you going to work or are you not going to work outside the home? Because there's a big difference between working, quote, and working outside the home. I can tell you because I am married to a stay-at-home mom, a full-time mom, that working inside the home, frankly, is oftentimes more difficult than working outside the home. Heidi made a conscious decision when we got married. She was going to be a full-time mom. That was her job. That's what she wanted to do. Now, we got married, as you know, a little bit later in life. We were in our 30s. And what that meant in many ways, look, we had a lifetime before that of dating. I'm always amazed at people who do get married when they're 18. God bless them. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. For us, we had just reached that point where we said, okay, now's the time. This is it. And I am fortunate, or I was fortunate enough then, to be making the amount of money necessary where she could quit her job and take care of our children. And she's done an amazing job. Absolutely amazing. She did not envision, I did not envision, that Julia was going to be Julia. And what that means in many ways is that, well, we're always going to be working at home. Even after I retire. All right, we're still going to have to take care of Julia. Maybe when I retire, Heidi will say, you know, I've always wanted to go and do such and such, and I'm going to do that. Okay. But it was a conscious decision. And, you know, she was ridiculed by certain women she worked with. They were appalled that she had made the decision to be a mom, that that was going to be her absolute positive total vocation. And I think it's appalling. I think you have to make the choice. I'm not telling you one is right and one is wrong. I'm just telling you, you've got to make a choice. And if you choose to work outside the home, and you have to get some sort of daycare because you are working outside the home, well, that is your decision and that's your obligation. Not my obligation to pay for your daycare any more than it's my obligation to pay for you to park at a building. Right? There's certain things that you do as a work outside the home person. Your commute. That's your commute. If you go to work for a company and they're located in Town A, and you live in Town A, and you're really close to the plant or the office or the warehouse or wherever it is that you work. You have calculated in your head, okay, well, I live 15 minutes away. It's going to involve this much gasoline, this much wear and tear on the car. Yeah, this is a good deal. If you get hired for a hands-on job in Town B, which is 50 miles away from Town A, and it's not one of these work remotely sort of things, you've got to be in there, you're making widgets, you're again going to do the math. And if the math is not mathing, you're not going to keep that job. You're going to look for a job in Town A. Nobody should have to pay you to drive from Town A to Town B because that's the job that you like. There are decisions that people make as adults. And when you make them, you are then responsible for the consequences of making those decisions. Having children is in, well, most cases when you're married and the rest of it, it's generally, in most cases, an actively agreed upon decision, right? We're going to have a baby. Now, we all know how we're making the baby, and, you know, there are a couple of practice runs. I get that, but there does come a point where both say, okay, like the old guy on the Dunkin' Donuts commercial, it's time to make the baby. Then you make the baby.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You got to take the consequence for it. You got to do it. You got to do it. Let me share with you a little bit more from Kamala Harris, because I have to share it because the vast majority of the legacy news media has no interest in it. None whatsoever. How about cut number six?
Should black people get reparations?
I think there has to be some form of reparations, and we can discuss what that is.
Reparations. All right, white people. Are you prepared to play black people reparations? Kamala Harris says yes. Now you get into this whole racial game again. Well, I don't know, Jeff. Kamala Harris's mom is from India. Her dad is from Jamaica. What does that make her? Well, it makes her vice president. I just don't. I think so much of this is extraneous. I think the Biden-Harris administration is such an incredible abomination, has failed so miserably, has destroyed our country in so many regards, that a lot of this stuff is tangential at best. But there it is. I at least want you to hear it. How about cut number seven?
And yeah, I am radical. I do believe that we need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously.
Really? Radical? Okay. So you're a radical. Well, I wouldn't argue with that. I think you are a radical. I think you are exactly who and what you have always been, and that is a San Francisco leftist. I don't think there's anything wrong in saying that. I think it's a very honest assessment. Now, you know, the left is claiming that people on the right are weird. Donald Trump is weird. J.D. Vance is weird. Why? What is weird about Donald Trump? Okay, aside from the hair, what is weird about Donald Trump? What is weird about J.D. Vance? I'm telling you right now, I look at J.D. Vance and I think, man, this is the American story right there. Right? That is the American dream come true. He grows up in a very, very, very poor environment, talking about economics. His mother is involved with drugs. He graduates from high school. He goes and he joins the Marine Corps, serves overseas, comes back, and with the GI Bill and part-time jobs and the rest of it, he goes to school. And then he runs for the U.S. Senate. Oh, by the way, along the way, he gets married. And he winds up just like me. He's a married suburban father of three. Now, he's far smarter than I am, far more accomplished, but nonetheless, he's a suburban married father of three. Tell me what's weird about that. Well, I don't know. His wife is beautiful. India. Usha is married with parents from India. And they met in law school. I'm telling you again, it's like the American dream. I don't see anything weird about this. But they're claiming that he's weird. All right, now Donald Trump picked up on it. We have time here. Yeah, let me get cut number nine, please.
What they do is they take sound bites. Russia, Russia, Russia. He's a paid associate of Putin. These people are crazy, okay? Do you know that lasted 2.5 years, total exoneration. They went through millions of phone calls. I didn't have one call to Russia. The whole thing was a con job. And everything about them. Look at Biden. He said he'll challenge me to golf. I'm a very good golfer. He's a terrible golfer. This guy can't hit a ball 30 yards. You saw those men downstairs, those policemen. They're screaming at me, hit a shot, hit
take
a shot. And I hit a nice 7-iron right next to the pin. Biden wouldn't do that. He couldn't hit the ball 15 yards.
I mean, what is this, no, just plain
listen,
weird? American families?
The whole thing is a con job. Just plain weird. You know who's plain weird? She's plain weird. She's a weird person. Look at her past. Look at what she does. And look at what she used to say about herself. And I won't get into it. What she used to say and who she was compared to what she said starting in about 2016. She became a totally different person only for political reasons.
He's right. You don't have to like him. I don't care if you like him. I've said that many times, but he is absolutely right. Kamala Harris has reinvented herself in many, many ways. Many, many ways for political purposes. I think it's sad, but, you know, it's part of who she is and the way that she plays the game of politics. And I think in all fairness, you do have to address it. But I would caution all of my fellow Donald Trump supporters, I guess is the nicest way to say it. Because as I told you before, I don't think it's Republicans who are electing Donald Trump. I think it's Donald Trump supporters who are going to be electing Republicans. So I would say my fellow Donald Trump supporters, enthusiasts, there's all sorts of stuff you can deal with. Let us all take this high road and talk about the absolutely appalling record. I mean, there you go. You can't afford groceries. You can't afford gasoline. You're worried that your kids will probably never be able to buy a home. That's Kamala Harris. That's what she's done. If you're happy with that, then, you know, go ahead, vote for her. But if you live in the real world, you probably have an issue or two with that. 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.